Welcome, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
This is
Emma
and Bella.
And you're listening to
91.5
FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I feel like, you know, when you're in choir and like, they're like, you stagger breathe. That's what I just did, because I didn't feel like saying Medford Tufts.
But we didn't say the name of our show. That's what I was waiting on.
Okay, let's start it again.
Yeah.
This is
Rest.
Oh, do you want to say our names too?
This is
Bella
and Emma
on
Rest.
Rest Only Time, a.k.a.
Rot.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The song that's playing right now is
Good night.
I just sang it by the Beatles.
But this is not a Beatles show.
This is not a Beatles show. Even though our intro and outro song
and
are Beatles songs.
And we like the Beatles a lot.
We're not anti-Beatles.
We're not anti-Beatles, but this is not a Beatles show.
Are you excited for the biopics? I think I made the same joke last time.
I am excited. I think you were explaining it to me last time. But I am excited. Need to look into them more.
We're going to cast Tufts students as the Beatles.
Right. Right. I'm into the T's. Yeah. Enunciating right. The T's.
I know, because I can hear them very well on the phone.
Yeah.
So we have a show today. It's Rot. And we have a theme, too. It's a little, like, it's super up for interpretation.
So
our interpretation.
The initial theme, this is all Bella's brainchild.
It's evolved through you, through us.
It's
we've
us.
Curated
it's ours.
This. Yeah, it's our. It's yeah. I planted the seed, maybe.
So the seed was idioms.
Right.
Yeah.
That there really isn't much to say besides that.
But Bella and I recently, especially, have been enjoying making up our own language, so to speak.
Yeah. Take Rot even.
Take Rot. Like, what is the point of things meaning things if it's not fun and special for you?
Exactly. So, Emma and I have our own little language. 1, 2, 3,
bag in the corner of the room. No one knows what that means. Honestly, I've forgotten.
I remember.
Okay.
So, we...
I just say it. Bag in the corner of the room.
So, today, instead of... You know, looking for, like, it's raining cats and dogs. Which, it's not raining cats and dogs. It's raining, like, cats. No dogs yet. But anyways, instead of looking for just like plain old idioms that have established meanings, the titles of these songs, we're going to play them and then we're going to talk about our own prescribed meaning that
we've
decided to have.
My additions to the playlist, a lot of them are just actual idioms.
Yeah, some of them, okay, I'm going to be honest, not for you, for me. Some of the things that I added, I was like, I feel like I'm creating this new meaning for this title, but I think that's just
it already
meaning.
Means something.
But that's okay. And maybe sometimes your meaning can overlap with the populations. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Language is beautiful. Language is universal. No, it's not. There's actually multiple. There's many languages. There's like a lot.
I don't know.
There's like 7,000. That might
you
be a
would
lot.
Know.
I know I would, and I'm sorry to my linguistics professor if you're listening, because I forgot.
Basically, this is the lesson in linguistics with Bella and Emma.
Yeah. Anyways.
Get cozy.
Get rested. This next track is Hate to Love You. We can talk about them later. Bye. You know how to say this? Amélie?
I
just said it French for no reason.
I would
but
say Amory.
Amory?
I think that's wrong, though.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, enjoy.
All that I can do to rise. dream of you. The warmest breeze against my ear, the sea and sky so blue, a paradise inside my mind. I dreamed a dream.
Tomorrow.
Okay, so we played some songs, and we're going to talk about our meanings.
So the first one was
Hate to Love You. And it kind of means the same thing.
As you would expect.
But we want to, like, condense it into, because the title is Hate, this is all, there's no spaces, Hate
to the number two,
Love You, the letter U.
So, like, imagine I texted you, Hate to Love You. Like,
hate to love
what
you.
What is the context behind that?
If you texted me Hate to Love You,
Hate to Love You.
Hate to Love You is just, like, it's, like, maybe, like, I did something, like, silly or bad or stupid, and you're just, like, ugh, like, I love you, but...
But I also hate you.
But it's just, like, you're being annoying right now. But it's, like, I think it's with endearment.
Yeah, it's, like, yeah, like,
you hate to love you.
Yeah, hate to love you. Like, or it's, like, a check, like, a reality check. It's, like, maybe hate you need to think about your...
Exactly. It can like, be both. It's, like, an I love you, but...
You need to think about what you just...
Okay, guys, we just came up with this on air. We kind of cooked. We were, like, I feel like it's the same thing, and then it just came to us right now. After that was Dream a Dream.
You had a good explanation, but imagine, picture it like this, like, I just say, dream a dream. You like, can't see me, but...
Dream a dream. Like, dream a dream. Yeah, so, my meaning that I gave to that was, if someone is, like, saying something that's just so out there, it's like, dream a dream, like, you're not dreaming a reality, you're dreaming a dream.
Yeah, like, out of, it's not
it's
out
so
of pocket, but, like, it's unrealistic. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Like, dream a dream.
Dream a dream. Dream a dream. I'm trying to find it in my voice.
Like,
in my voice.
Like, dream a dream.
Dream a dream. Like, dream it's like, dream. Come on. Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like with that
dream
intention.
A dream.
Dream a dream. Dream a dream.
Dream a dream.
Dream a dream. You're like brushing off someone's dreams.
And then that last track was The Water. This is like one of those songs where I was like, I think this is actually what Indigo D'Souza was going for.
Yeah.
But my interpretation of The Water, we said it was a condensed
version.
Is it
The Water or Water?
It's The Water.
The Water.
So The Water is like just change. And it's like it flows and it brings change, which is like a common.
And picture the hot priest, the last episode of Fleabag season 2, going, it'll pass.
Yeah. So it's just.
Just sit with that.
Yeah.
And that's The Water.
It's kind of a condensed version of Water Under the Bridge.
It's a modern take.
It's a modern take. The water.
The water.
The water.
The water.
It'll pass. The water.
The water.
This I kind of want to explain this before we listen to
it. Okay.
This next song is called, you can say it.
Spill the Wine.
By Eric Burden and War.
It's off of the Boogie Nights soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I chose the song for today because I was thinking, like, spill the tea.
Which means, by the way.
It's like, what's gossiping. The gossip?
Gossiping.
It's the gossip.
Mm-hmm.
What's the gossip?
But this is similar.
This is like, picture Bella and I are in a silent fight.
I'm so mad at you. Oh no, sorry, we're silent.
We're silent. So it's like we're passive aggressive.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of this BS. And I go, spill the wine, Bella. Spill it. Spill the wine.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'm mad that you took my banana.
Yeah. So it's that. I don't think it needs a further explanation than that role play.
I think we can spill the tea is like gossip about someone else or yourself and someone else. Spill the wine is if you're confronting someone, the person that you're talking to. Spill
it's
the wine.
An active confrontation.
Yeah. So let's play it and let's stop talking. So spill the wine. Enjoy.
Down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind. The fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, spill the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours, you gotta do it, spill that wine, spill that wine.
Spin.
thought it was there, but it wasn't. It wasn't genuine. I was just so furious, but I couldn't show you, cause I know you, and I know what you can do, and I don't want a war with you, I won't afford it. You get sore even when you win. And you maim when you're on offense, but you kill when you're on defense, and you've got them all convinced that you're the means and the end. All the VIPs and PYTs and wannabes, afraid not being your friend. And I've always been too smart for that, but you know what, my heart was not. I took it like a kid, you see. The cool kids voted to get rid of me. I'm ashamed of what it did to me, what I let get done. It stole my fun, it stole my fun. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters.
Back.
Did you like it? Did you guys like the barking?
I liked it.
I liked it. So that last track. Actually, let's do the PSA first.
Okay.
We have a PSA. It's PSA time.
I'm going to try to read this as quickly as I can.
Because we have a lot of things to say.
We have a lot of things to say, and I'm going to try to improve my diction.
Okay. Diction exercise.
Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Love it. Love, great message, great reading, great diction.
I could have been
better. It's okay. Hey. Don't get down on yourself. You did great.
Thank you.
That last track was Fetch the Bolt Cutters by Fiona Apple. And I want Emma to get... I haven't heard her explanation yet.
What? Did you explain the one before?
Oh, I'm going backwards. But
okay,
we can start...
Okay,
let's just... Yeah.
Fetch the Bolt Cutters is... Picture this. You're in a relationship. And... You're picturing...
I'm having trouble. Just
kidding. And... all your friends, all the people you care about in your life are against your partner, the person you're in a relationship with, and they're like, you have to get out. Like, girl, you have to get out of this relationship.
Yeah.
And this is you announcing to them, you've gotten the ick, or like, you're finally setting yourself
free, and you're saying,
girl, fetch the bolt cutters, free me from this relationship. Like, I'm letting, because you know your friends love you, they care about you.
They've been wanting to get out of this.
They've expressed their feelings and concerns,
and now they're
kind of
like holding it back.
Respectful, and now you're saying, let it out. We're getting rid of this one.
Love it.
That's
fetch the bolt cutters.
Fetch the bolt cutters.
Let's actually start doing that.
It's a declaration.
Because I feel like I've needed to use that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not using that. I felt like people just like.
Yeah, generally. People need it.
The people need it.
That situation happens enough that we
exactly.
Vegetable cutters. And then you play that. This is a perfect anthem for that moment, too.
Yeah, with the dogs barking. Sorry, I can't believe I just barked on air.
And it was kind of bad.
It came out of me. I'm sorry. Okay. Before that was Are You Leaving for the Country by Karen Dalton. And we've had, like, we were kind of going back and forth on what the meaning was.
Go with your gut.
My gut is saying that... It kind of means two things. The first thing it means is, like, are you leaving for the country? Is like, if you're, like, it's kind of literal. If you're, like, packing up for a trip and you have, like, so much stuff, you're like, oh, are you leaving for the country? Like, are you going to go on this long trip? Like, are you leaving for a long time? The second meaning, which is a little bit less literal, is, I love this ASMR of your pet, of the pen, is that are you leaving for the country is like you're growing up. It's more like you are leaving for the country. Like
you are leaving for the country.
Like you're packing up your stuff. You're going on to the next phase of your life. And it's like a big deal and it's permanent too. Like the country, like you go to the country, you don't come back.
Yeah. And it's like a phrase of coming to terms with this change. Yeah,
exactly. It's pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's time for prop, which is very impromptu. We kind of both forgot. But Emma stepped up.
Yeah.
Emma stepped up and showed up.
It's a wild card. And it's not as good as the past weeks.
That's okay.
Can you close your eyes? I have to set up.
Set up.
I wish I had scissors so I could make this perfect.
We should have a podcast. Well, you have a podcast, actually.
Well, it's inactive. We're not in a place where we can advertise it yet. Okay. Open.
I really love it.
See, it's a bad reaction for a bad prop.
No, I like the folding job.
I
was presented with.
Yeah, that's
well.
That's
I focus
prop.
On everything. Okay. I first thought it was this. I was like, confused. So I don't even know how to describe this. This is a pamphlet for an ENT, but there's one really big word on it, and it just says swallowing.
I just feel like it's such a startling word to say in big bold.
Like voice, like, okay, that makes sense. And then it's, and swallowing. What about, like, nose? Like, isn't that what ENT?
Nose. Sniffing.
Voice and breathing.
And breathing. Swallow?
Maybe we're, like,
it is an issue.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But is it, like, is that the main issue?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not an ENT.
But also, look at her. She's flying.
There's someone on the cover. That was a great prop. I don't want you to.
She's singing. La, 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 it's you, actually.
Okay, so we're gonna spin a song, and I always mess up when I use, when I play a record. So if it's like messy, I'm really sorry. If it's like doesn't play for a second, or like we have to come back on air and we're
which song did you settle on?
I forget.
Okay.
It's by Mick Jagger. I don't remember what song I put it on, but we'll figure it out and then we'll make a meeting for it.
What, did you hear the sound was just like cutting in and out?
No.
Maybe that was just my head.
Okay.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great. Okay. Enjoy.
I'm still here, guys. Don't worry.
Guys, the turntable... Okay, wait. We're gonna play a different song while I figure this out.
Okay.
This is literally every time I try to play something, I'm like, never mind. Okay, before we play the song that's gonna play on the record, we're gonna play Underdress at the Symphony by Faye Webster. And we'll explain it later. Just enjoy it. Just
do good like a planet. I could have changed your heart to a star, but it really doesn't matter at all. No, it really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guide. I could have built a house on the ocean. I could have placed our love in the sky. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. Turned you into a priestess. I could have burned your feet in the sand. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. But it all really doesn't matter. Life's a guess. I hope it's gonna last. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess.
Bye.
to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is not a Beatles show.
It's not.
It's not. But what this is...
Rest only time with
Bella
and Emma,
and you're listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What song's playing right now? Good Morning, Good Morning by the Beatles.
And what does this mean to you, Bella?
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
It's time for a new day. It's time
it means
to rise.
I love you.
It means I love you. It means I love you and Bella and Emma. The song before this was Frou Frou Foxes in Midsummer Fires.
But that's not the correct pronunciation.
What is it?
Frou Frou Foxes in Midsummer Fires.
Yeah. Which basically means our meaning that we prescribed to it was like when you're oblivious to like the tragedies happening in the world around you.
And it's like,
you know, the
stop being so frou frou foxes. Or like, this is what happens when you're so frou frou foxes in Midsummer Fires.
And you know that the fires are happening in Midsummer. Like you knew this was going to happen.
Babe.
Wake up and smell the roses.
Wake up and smell the roses.
Another meaning, another saying. You're being frou frou foxes in Midsummer Fires. Like, you're just ignoring all this stuff. Like, wake up.
Silly little child.
Something you know is like when a friend is asking you for advice and it's like, I don't know what to do, Emma.
Something you know.
It's like the answer's inside you.
Just look inwards.
Yeah. Life's a gas. Our meaning is that, like, I kind of took it in like a gaseous direction.
Yeah.
How like gas disperses. So like, even if it's like something seems really crazy and condensed, like it just, the gas just got released. Like moments in life feel like that. It'll end up dispersing and it'll end up bouncing out.
It all works out in the end.
Yeah.
Like it's a message of comfort.
Yeah.
If someone's in a moment of crisis, life's a gas.
Yeah. We're going to play the next 20 seconds of the song, but have a great rest of your life and day.
And day. Have a good life.
Bye.
Bye.
Books into the river, told your mom that you're a non-believer. She said she wasn't surprised, but that doesn't make it okay.